Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that's almost guaranteed to make your day a little brighter and happier. With me today is the prestigious Carrie Jones, New York Times and internationally best-selling author.
And our other host, who's always here too, is Sean Farrar. Sean used to be a cop, but now he's not. And now he's a business owner and all-around awesome human and dog owner. Dogs Are Smarter Than People is about giving you life tips and writing tips and helping you have a quirky, happy, what, Sean, life? A quirky, happy life.
Existence, occasional writing career.
All of that. Yeah. All of that right here with us. So like, subscribe, share, be weird.
And own a dog.
And own many.
Random thought time.
Voice memoing for a random thought. So, did you just laugh?
No, it's more of a pshaw.
Jeez,
or a guffaw.
Alright, so.
Wait, what's the difference between a guffaw and a pshaw?
A guffaw's like, a pshaw is like, psh.
Okay, I did a guffaw. Hello.
A guffaw. It sounds so elegant in French when you say it. Like,
a guffaw.
I proceeded to do a guffaw. I guffawed.
Sounds like an order, actually.
I would like a guffaw with the pate. That's funny.
It's like a microscopic mini toaster with a guffaw. Anyways, what were you saying?
Well, I read on the... You know, I never get to talk
without
you interrupting.
Did you not see the road split and you didn't advise me on which way to go?
You know what way to go.
It's like upper and lower.
Straight to hell in a handbasket.
I'm not going to comment on that. I'm going to let you talk because I love you.
I forgot what I was going to... Oh, all right. So I read this thing about podcasting and it said that your podcast is supposed to be like a story.
Each one?
Each one.
A different story?
I'm not. Well, it was sort of like, it should be set up like a story. In the beginning, you introduce the podcasters, the characters
well,
of the story.
That.
And then in the middle, you tell the story. Like, what is the problem and the conflict and the challenge that you have?
That's how random stuff.
And then you have a nice conclusion where you give tidbits of advice. You don't want the advice in the beginning, they said, because that's boring.
Did we screw it up this week?
I know, we totally screwed up this week. I don't know what this week will be when this actually airs, but...
Right.
If it even hits the air, which is looking unlikely right now.
Why? What were we going to say? Keep going. Oh, last week, that was what you were saying.
Yeah,
it may not be last week.
Yeah.
When you hear this, it might not have been last week.
It might have been 2 years ago.
But we changed up the format.
Yeah.
We put the writing tip of the day first.
Because I was like, maybe people don't want to listen to our random thought.
Which is obviously a joke. Because that's what they listen to. So maybe we should put it at the end.
Maybe it should just all be a random thought.
We could do that too.
But maybe a random thought should have a little more purpose.
Don't you have some bloopers that you can
make? Therefore, it's not random.
A random thought. Hey, bonus podcast. People are gonna think you push stop.
I was thinking really hard.
Oh.
I ate this whole cookie. We were at Rotary and they had these giant cookies and I didn't like the lunch. And so I basically only ate the cookie and I feel so sick now.
That cookie was as big as like a personal pan pizza.
It was too big.
It was huge. Too big. I ate one all by
myself,
too.
Cookies should not be that big.
But you couldn't eat that fish.
No.
That was nasty.
That fish was so gross.
What do you call that fish that you... I think it comes
gross.
In... No, it comes in a jar.
Herring?
Yeah.
Herring is delicious compared to what I just had.
No, but it looks the same. It's got that snotty gray consistency.
like an oyster.
No,
but oysters are delicious.
God, an oyster looks better. The worst part of an oyster looks better than that fish.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing that looked good was the white. I like the waviness of the fish and the whiteness. When you cut into that thing,
it was the most disgusting thing.
Oh my god.
And I tasted it, and then I moved it on my plate, because I was like, I was trying so hard to be polite and not a jerk, but I had to, like, move it away from me. I've never had such a I've never had such a visceral reaction to something before.
Yeah.
That was food, but remember that time we were in Cambridge and we ate at that Chinese restaurant?
Oh, yeah, we ate pig intestine.
And it tasted like intestine.
I think it was lower intestine.
It was definitely lower intestine. And when I've had intestine before, it's been really clean. It was not very
I think it was pig colon.
It was pig colon.
It tasted like crap.
Yeah. So this fish was sort of like that, only it didn't actually taste like colon. It tasted, I don't know.
I didn't taste it.
It was so gross. So I moved it, and the lady who was sitting next to me, who I've never met before, started laughing. And she was like, "You have to eat something else really quickly. Eat something else really quickly." Because, like,
to get the taste out.
Yeah, it was that bad.
Yeah, I know. I'm still trying to get just a visual out of my eyes.
It was so bad. I don't know what I was thinking. And Steve, horrible. Our friend Steve, was like, "Never get the fish. Never get the fish." And I was like, "Oh, he's so big. He's so,
no, I
he's
agree
such a
with
picky
that.
Eater."
At that place in particular.
Oh, it was so bad.
Never get the fish.
And so now I had a cookie, and I have way too much sugar in my system.
Plus, we've eaten fish like 3 times this week. So
fish is happy.
You're all fish. Tonight, what are we having for dinner tonight, baby?
Fish.
No.
Oh.
Sausage and...
Vegetarian sausage?
Yeah, sure. Whatever. You can play those games. I'm having...
You can play those games.
I'm having chopped up pork sausage. But still in the tube.
Yeah.
Green peppers and onions. Cooked in the style of what you get at your local... dusty old fairgrounds.
All right, Sean, why don't we tell a story? And the story is, why won't you be a vegetarian?
Because I'm not supposed to be a vegetarian. The doctor told me that if I eat enough calories a day to support this machine, I would have so much roughage, I would literally, like, turn inside out when I went to the bathroom.
They never told you
that.
No, they did.
They said I'd be emaciated. I never be able to poop correctly.
Your blood pressure would be so great, and your cholesterol.
Are you kidding me?
What?
My cholesterol's good.
Really?
Yeah. Well, last time it was checked, it's always been good.
When was that, 20 years ago?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. They put the little thing into the liquid, it sank right to the bottom. Like,
gobble!
Boom! I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Floated right in a good spot.
I have no idea. I don't know what you're talking about, and I just keep imagining a toilet.
Isn't that how they test cholesterol?
I have no idea.
They take a little drop of blood or something, and they put it in this liquid in the vial, and it floats in the air. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe they're just fooling with me. But what's the story? Oh, why I'm not a bit. Because you know, every place... Gabby, hush.
Gabby does not approve of vegetarianism somehow.
Thank you, Gabby.
But I do.
To each his own, baby. I eat a lot of vegetarian stuff for you.
Salad?
I eat a vegetarian meal a week. And yes, I eat a vegetable every night. I even ate asparagus at lunch today, just for you.
Sean doesn't have asparagus pea gene.
No, I don't.
Would you like to explain to the world what asparagus pea gene is, in case they don't know?
Apparently, some people in this world can really smell their pee after they've eaten asparagus. Can they smell other people's pee?
I can.
So, like, you can smell mine?
Yes.
So when I go to the bathroom tonight in the camper in the middle of the night, you're going to smell it?
Yeah, well, if you don't flush the toilet, I don't smell it.
No, of course, I always flush the toilet, but since I'm basically at the end of our bed... So it has to sit there for a minute?
Yeah.
Well, that's not gonna happen.
Well, no, I mean, if you splash it around, but you're not that kind of peer.
No.
But I've gone into places where I'm like, oh, someone has just had asparagus.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, it is kind of horrible.
Crazy.
And it's so instantaneous. Like, you eat the asparagus, boom, it's in your pee.
Not me. I mean, I'm sure it is, but I can't smell it.
I know, and there's a smell out there, and you don't know. It's like this lurking, creepy smell that you...
Well, according to you, it's not. I'm not missing out on anything.
Well, I know, but isn't it kind of weird to think that there's something out there that other people can experience that you can't? Like me, and seeing 3D?
I think you're just jealous. Yeah, exactly.
I get
I have a depth of field, and you don't.
That's not fair. I have the smell of asparagus.
I feel badly for you.
About which one?
Oh, the depth of field. What do you call it?
Depth perception.
Depth perception, yeah, same thing, right?
Yeah.
Except depth of field might be like photography and art or something. Anyways, what's the music for?
I don't know.
I was going to tell people that that's part of the reason why you're not too good at ringing the bell at Rotary.
Really? You have to share all our secrets.
Well, that's just your secret. But I can explain that to the Rotarians next Wednesday so they don't give you such a hard time.
No, I don't want you to explain it to the Rotarians. Just let them be mean.
Remind me to tell you a story.
All right, I'm going to shut that off then.
Writing tip of the pod.
Sean.
Yeah, baby.
Do you want to tell everybody what the name of our podcast is?
Swipe Right. Writing is all about relationships.
So, writing's all about relationships, right? And the reader relates to the characters that the writer creates. And then the characters relate to each other. And relationships, as we know, are tricky things. They're expansive and minute all at once. They can completely surround you and dwarf you and push you and push against you until all you think about is them. The relationship.
Hey, if you like swipe right, aren't you like just throwing that relationship away? Like I'm going to a new screen.
Well, you say that because you're someone who's already in a relationship. But the point of this writing podcast is that you swipe right so you create that new relationship. Right? Like your reader
good thing I asked.
Signs on. To a relationship, right?
That's right.
Okay, but in order for that to happen, I guess relationships untended can be forgotten and just become these nothing things. Like, I've had relationships become nothing things. Have you? Like, I think
yes,
there's a few ladies in your past whose names you allegedly don't even remember. But I think that's just so you don't want me to look for them on Facebook like a stalker.
Well, you are a Facebook stalker sometimes.
But do you know what I mean? It's like this person who was so important to you, like you can't even remember their name anymore. Like maybe like the first girl you ever had a crush on or the first girl you ever kissed, right?
Right.
Are you with me?
Oh, I'm with you.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you trying to remember people's names now?
Yeah, I was.
All right, so I think that when there are huge transitions, a hard word to say, and those transitions are big life transitions, and they're happening, it's a lot easier for a relationship to become exactly that. Nothing. A place of indifference instead of a place of promise and growth. And sometimes we ignore the things that we take for granted, and sometimes we don't. And it's never healthy to ignore relationships in books or in real life. No. So, if we bring this into the writing tip of the cast, or whatever we call this part of it, it being the podcast, right?
I gotcha.
All right. So, if you think of your characters like profiles on Tinder, the dating app where you swipe, what would make your reader swipe right and commit to knowing more about the character in the book? And what would make you do that? Incorporate that. And if you wouldn't swipe right to learn more about your character, someone else isn't going to swipe right either. First impressions matter, man.
Oh.
You get it now?
Yeah, I don't know crap about Tinder, so I didn't. So swipe right must be a good thing?
Yeah, I think so. I've never gone on Tinder.
I've heard the phrase before.
Yeah. Unless it... Swipe right just seems like swipe positive, where swipe left means...
I guess it depends on what-handed you are.
But
that's kind of a biased statement.
I know, true, isn't it? It's an ingrained bias in our culture because the right is right. And we always assume. Do you know what I mean, though?
You're taking hand preference, not talking hand preference, not politics here, right?
Yeah, but if you think about that, think how much deeper that is.
Whoa.
I know. The left is, it's a minority right now.
All right, at least it's portrayed as one, right?
Right.
All right, cool. We're going to go. Dog tip in a sec.
Dog tip for life. Speaking of first impressions mattering, dogs are a perfect example of this. Dogs are all about that first scent, the first size up. Readers are like that. People are like that too. Too often we ignore our first instincts about people, and, well, we shouldn't, because oftentimes they're right. Did you just tell me to cut?
No, man.
No? Oh, well, you waved your hand through the air there, like you didn't want me to expound upon the dog tip.
No, man. Did you ever have a first impression that you ignored and then, like, I don't know, later you're like, oh, my gut was right.
Oh, yeah. Lots of times. But.
You're going to tell the story of it?
No.
Oh,
when I say lots of times, that would be more multiple its. And I hadn't really pulled any one specific
one. Would you like me to tell a story since you're copping out on the story here, babe?
Go ahead.
All right, the very first time I met my ex-husband. Am I going to get sued for this?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Here we go. All right, so the very first time I met my ex-husband, who shall remain nameless, I had to go interview him, right? And he would... the editor of the newspaper brought me over. Like, my ex-husband was a special person, and I couldn't handle myself. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
And that bothered me, because I don't think anybody you report on is more special than anybody else. Like, I don't care if you're a president, a CEO. I don't care if you're the Pope. To me, you're all equal of important, right?
Right.
And so I didn't want, like, this person who was in charge of an organization to have more import than anybody else. So my hackles were already up. And then his office was a sty. Like, it was just all these papers and magazines stacked and stacked everywhere, right? And I was like, whoa, this is creepy and not what I expected from this person.
Because of their position?
Yeah, I guess so. Because, like, but also,
so
it was very hoardy. And then they told me that they had a file about me because they kept files about people. And the entire time I was trying to leave because I wanted to go pick up my little girl from the school.
That should have been a clue.
And, yeah. And I ignored that.
You're keeping a file on somebody you've never met yet? Wow.
I ignored all that first impression and ended up marrying them. The end.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm. We all make big mistakes.
But if I was a dog that had listened to my first impression, I would have turned, stuck my tail between my legs, and ran out of there. Or maybe growled. But instead, I was a perfect, polite lady.
I don't know if dogs get to listen to their first impressions all the time, unfortunately. Like, they don't have a choice.
So, do you have one?
No.
Dude.
What?
Well, bring it all together, man.
Bring it all together?
Bring it all together, like the whole podcast and what we're trying to tell people here. Be philosophical and kind, because we're doing this for the better good.
You know, I'm horrible at thinking of things under the gun.
Dude, you think of things all the time on the gun.
Only if they're humorous and spontaneous.
All right, here. It's Sean's birthday,
so
we're going to cut him a little slack right here. But,
it's my 50th anniversary. Not anniversary.
Anniversary of
life. It's my 50th birth anniversary, commonly known as a birthday. And Carrie said we cannot do can't not do the podcast.
Downtown.
Oh, we're outside, by the way, so if you hear any odd noises like me banging on the picnic table or the wind blowing.
Yeah, because we're in a studio podcast.
I said podcast.
Studio podcasts.
Yeah. Hey, what was your first impression when you met me? Well, oh my God, he's thinking so hard.
It was a correct impression. Obviously, it was nothing negative. It was mostly like, oh wow, she's kind of a hippie.
You thought I was a hippie?
I thought you were a beautiful hippie. You were a hippie. Don't lie. Your roots are...
I have some boho roots,
go
man.
Deep in the hippie lifestyle. You've just kind of ignored it.
I don't ignore it. I just fit in a little bit more in mainstream now.
Yeah, well, that's because you stopped using the Tom's of Maine deodorant.
I never used... All right, I did use it for a little bit. Because animal-free, cruelty-free. That's important.
I know.
Support, man.
Like I say, each his own, baby.
Each his own. Listen to your first impressions.
One fine, sexy hippie girl.
Okay, listen to your first impressions. We're gonna get shot off the air soon.
No,
oh no 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 no!
This was like not just when I first saw you.
Oh boy.
But for a while, like I never knew you were as sexy as you are.
Okay, like, I knew we should have stopped this.
Man.
You should have stopped this. I'm so sorry.
You struck me as being attractive severely, but you're one sexy girl.
Okay.
And it's my birthday.
Sean, seriously?
What, baby?
I promised that I wouldn't edit this afterwards because it was his birthday.
I haven't said anything wrong. Whatever I said was about going to Texas Roadhouse.
All right, there you go.
Because, yes.
Carnivore. He's a carnivore.
That's what I picked.
First impressions matter to your readers and to you. Boom. Done.
But.
Oh, come on. We were done.
Well, there is that occasion where your first impression is off.
Oh my gosh. That's rare, man.
But if your first impression, if you decide to give somebody else a second chance, and then it gets backed up by a second impression that's just as bad.
Okay, that's true.
Get out.
All right, get out of us.
All right, good night.
Bye. Thank you so much for joining us and listening to another episode of our goofy podcast, Dogs Are Smarter Than People. If you want to hear the writing tips in non-goofy form, they are on the RSS feed, Dogs Are Smarter Than People, and they can also be found at carriejonesbooks.blog.
Or even carriejonesbooks.com.
Yeah, I think so, man.
If they're really careful and pick around, yeah. Root around in there.
You gotta root.
What else do we want to say?
Please like, share, and subscribe.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, man. And I have two new books out, and that's kind of awesome. One is a middle grade called Time Stoppers, and one is the paperback book of a young adult novel called Enhanced, about a cheerleader who saves the world from aliens. And finally, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license.
Whoa, NPR.
And the
hey,
song...
Hey, that's gonna be your new nickname.
No, it's not.
NPR.
No, it's
not. See, I say these things, and then we know who's listening when they call you NPR.
Yeah, that's true. Uh-huh. Anyways, that song was Night Owl, and it's by... Broke for Free. Best name ever.
Yeah, it is. Hey, wait, don't stop it. I got one more thing to say.
All right. That's unusual.
So.
Wait, say it again.
Her books rock. Her books are rocking.
I thought you'd say we're rot. Her books are rot.
No, I said her books rock.
Oh. I appreciate that. And I appreciate you, the listener who stayed this long.
Oh, shoot. I thought you were saying that to me.